Look, there's still a lot of activity occurring across our region, even the recent announcement of the $1.7 billion process that's up at Wandong at the moment, 1,600 jobs. They're big positive ones, but once again, a lot of itinerant workers there. Once again, construction, once you get into operation and maintenance in 2 years, those numbers won't be there. So there's always caution there. Now, we've worked very hard with their chambers of commerce and businesses to state, be cautious always. In relation to the difference between construction and operational maintenance. So that's the key one. We've still got enormous activity across the region with unemployment just under 4%. We're still the lowest in Queensland in relation to unemployment, and that's still a great figure. But also the opportunity there is not just the energy sector, our agricultural sector is also booming at the moment, which is a great inroad to additional workforce that may be required in our sector.
What about some of your key centres? Let's look at Dalby and perhaps Chinchilla. They've seen enormous growth in the population. What will a decline like this mean, and what sort of numbers do you have as to how many people they will lose?
Well, look, certainly the Chinchilla numbers where, you know, they went from about a 3,500 population base to in excess of 7,000. Obviously, that's dropped back now. There's still a large number of houses for rent and for sale in Chinchilla. You remember the enormous growth that has occurred there over the last particular 5 years. Additional motels, additional coffee shops, they've given other services. The industrial hub there itself has grown tremendously over the last 3 to 4 years. That's still growing, that industrial hub. Same's happening with Dalby. There's been a lot more houses built. There's a lot more people here. Certainly, we've had an increase in population. We're not growing at the rate that we were 3 or 4 years ago, but we're still growing. And I think that's the key thing people should remember, that there's still growth there. It's not in decline. Yes, it's reduction of growth compared to what was occurring over the last 3 to 4 years, but we still have growth. And I think that's a positive that we should be looking at.
Ray Brown, you've mentioned working with various chambers of commerce, but what does the Western Downs Regional Council have in place to transition your economy into this next phase?
I think it's our economic development unit works very closely with the Chamber of Commerce, making sure that business houses do a business plan when they actually go to either increase the size of their business. There's been a lot of sad stories out there where people had to leave the industry because they've overcapitalised. And this is a big key in all business sectors, regardless whether it's in the Strait Basin or anywhere in Australia. To do that business case is a key tool. So we work with the chambers to make sure that those programs are put in place so business houses can actually utilise them. But, keep them up to date on information that's coming forward. When we know that certain things are about to occur, then we let the public actually know.
Will there be some pain, though? Will there be some businesses close?
Oh, look, that's part of life of all businesses. We can't hold a hand all the time, and nor can the state or federal governments. So once again, do your work, do your study on the industry itself. And there is some sad stories. There's some very positive stories out there too, and I think we seem to forget that. We've got a lot of very productive industries that have actually jumped on, done the work, realised that there is a big difference between construction and production stages. This industry is here for many decades, and I think people should realise that. This is not the bust that everyone's talking about. It's just the norm. So it's a four-letter word now, the norm. This is what it's like. How can we benefit from it? So our towns are still very proactive and very positive in relation to it, whether it be Wandong, Miles, Tara, Chinchilla, Dalby, whatever. They all have still got growth, and I think that's a very big positive, particularly in regional and rural Australia.